We're talking to Billy Kempfer here at the Florida Cattlemen's Association Tallahassee Day. And boy, Billy, you know, when this thing first started, it was a few folks with the Restaurant Association doing some lobbying work. But this thing's turned into a full-fledged street party with most every legislator out here with us. Something else, isn't it?
You know, it's really amazing what this has turned into. You know, somebody asked me today how long I'd been coming up here. I said, I don't know, probably 30 years anyhow. I was president, actually, 20 years ago, and I remember we used to just kind of get together and have a party out at somebody's place, you know, and you'd get three or four legislators, and then when we hired Sam, and he got with the restaurant folks, and we started doing this, and actually it got too big for the Restaurant Association, and it turned into this, and this is just a fantastic affair where we really get a lot of participation from our legislators and get to, you know, rub elbows and visit with them one-on-one.
Well, you know, it's not only a fun time on the street, but y'all been working up here a couple of days, the halls, and talking serious business in the halls, and I think one of the real exciting things to look around this crowd and see is so many young folks with cowboy hats and the next generation coming into play in your association.
Yeah, we actually have they put together a leadership group, and there's a lot of those guys here. I think there's 10 or 12 of them here, and plus there's a great group from Block and Bridle here helping. They're actually helping cook, and, you know, we've got a lot of the younger generation that are starting to participate and see the importance of this, and, you know, we need to bring the younger generation on board so they can see what's happening and get involved, because the future is theirs, not ours.
Well, you know, you've been a big part of that. I want to say, Agnet, hats off to you and the other winners this year, about to be inducted into the Florida Ag Hall of Fame in Tampa at the State Fair, and you and Tom Braddock from Jacksonville and Joe Joyce from the University of Florida and Chip Hinton, know all four of them over the years. We've been doing radio, but it's been a pleasure working with you guys, but congratulations on that, and you might give us a little a comment about maybe, I couldn't help but read your resume there, and it talked about your diplomacy, and I got to look back and remember when I was a field man at Farm Bureau going, and I got some of that diplomacy firsthand when you were a board member of ours and I think county president of the Farm Bureau when I was a field man back in the late 70s, early 80s, down in Brevard County, as I recall, the Melbourne's the cocoa office down there.
I actually never was a board member, but I was always active in the Farm Bureau. I was more active in the Cattlemen's Association, but
came to a few of them board meetings, there was something to say, and that's where I remember that diplomacy.
actually, one of the guys from the Water Management District said that he got a kick out of hearing or reading that about diplomacy, because he never thought of me being very diplomatic.
Well, like most cattlemen, you're straightforward, and that pays off in places like this when they hear real candor, but congratulations on it.
Thank you again.